Just in the past 48 hours, the Oak Fire has exploded in size. The governor there declaring a state of emergency.
There have been more deaths in Pakistan as flooding worsens in parts of the country.
England's rivers are filled with a chemical cocktail of sewage.
It is unbearably hot in India right now.
Severe drought drying up that river, and the situation taking a toll on the economy.
Our world is at the brink of disaster. If it wasn't clear decades ago, when scientists first started ringing the alarm, it's clear now. Climate change, as a result of the blatant overexploitation of our planet's resources and lack of care to replenish them, has left our society careening towards an absolute existential disaster. But how did we get here? How did we as a species fail to build a sustainable society and preserve our once plentiful resources? And more importantly, for us and future generations, where do we go from here?
It's clear to me what's driving this descent into climate chaos. Capitalism.
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 We have to overthrow this system which is eating the planet with perpetual growth. I mean, since when was GDP a sensible measure of human welfare?
Capitalism. In recent years, the common culprit people have cited has been the system we in the US have lived under for so long. On the surface, it seems to make a lot of sense. Capitalism is a system built on exploitation and profit maximization at all costs. Not exactly the recipe for a sustainable society. But recent movements in the business world are aiming to reinvent this definition of capitalism, to refit it for our current society. These changes have people in and out of the business world hopeful that a society built on the familiar system of capitalism can guide us safely out of the complex climate crisis we've gotten ourselves into. So, with the climate crisis at a tipping point, and with humanity at a crucial decision point, this begs the question, can a sustainable society exist under a capitalist system? Before we dive into this question, I should start off by noting that besides the large existential aspect of thinking about the climate crisis and the future of how our society could look, this question is of personal importance as well. It's a question I've been thinking about a lot lately, and something that hits especially home given my background. For a large portion of my time at Duke, I was involved with an organization called Duke Impact Investing Group, or DIG. DIG is a student-run organization that focuses on investing in and advising socially-minded enterprises in pursuit of the double bottom line, this concept where companies aim to make profit and a positive social impact. Because I was interested in social good and business from my days in high school, DIG seemed like the perfect dream organization for me, and so initially I was extremely excited to be a part of the organization and felt as though I was working the perfect job. More relevantly for this conversation, I believed that capitalism could coexist with sustainability. However, with each passing engagement, my enthusiasm started to wane. Company results for sustainability never seemed to materialize, and the line between positive and negative impact that these companies were having was becoming more blurred. I began to realize that maybe I was wrong. Maybe the promise of capitalism and sustainability was a lie, merely a marketing tactic by companies all in pursuit of the true end goal, profit. Jaded and burnt out, I decided to leave the organization this past semester. I say all of this to provide context on my knowledge background and where I am now. This is where I've arrived. Yes, this question is incredibly important from a societal point of view, but I also have a personal stake in it as well. So, without further ado, join me on this journey as we explore if a sustainable society can exist under a capitalist system. To start, I think it's important we give a brief overview of how our capitalist system has done so far in creating a sustainable society. This is the easiest part of our journey, because to put it bluntly, it's failed. Like we heard in the beginning, I don't think this part is really up for debate. If we continue operating like the way we have before, we will have a climate crisis. But this doesn't answer the question we're after. we're attempting to answer if a sustainable society can exist under a capitalist system. Meaning, for sure, the current iteration of capitalism in the US and other countries hasn't been working. But that doesn't necessarily rule out all other forms or possible iterations of it. To answer the question we're after, we need to more closely examine what it means to be in a capitalist system, and what is possible under such a system. To do this, we'll break this question down into two parts, the theoretical and the practical. Let's begin with the theoretical. To start, we need to define what a capitalist society is. In the broadest terms, and to avoid a discussion of semantics, capitalism is an economic system in which the production of goods or services are privately owned and operated for a profit. It's important to note that no system in the world is a pure capitalist system. It's a spectrum, with many different forms of capitalism to varying degrees. But the key point here is this idea of the private entity. Under this definition, theoretically, yes, a sustainable society can exist under a capitalist system. The form of capitalism that spawns such a society is aptly named sustainable capitalism. The foundational principle in this system is this idea of the double bottom line. The concept has gained a lot of popularity as of late, but it's not new. Sustainable capitalism dates as far back as 2011, with former Democratic Vice President Al Gore and managing partner at Generation Investment Management David Blood and their manifesto on sustainable capitalism published in the Wall Street Journal.
Taking the issues that civil society and government sees and then mobilizing capital to address these challenges, that will be done through business and capital markets.
The idea of sustainable capitalism has some key differences to our current system. But the main idea of the concept is a capitalist system in which environmental, social, and governance risks, aka ESG, are incorporated into a company's assessment and overall attractiveness. With this framework, companies would effectively be held accountable for the impact that they're having on the environment, social well-being of employees and customers, and internal company governance, diversity, and fairness. Now that sounds nice and dandy, but one may be wondering now, how exactly are these companies being held accountable and scored on their ESG performance? Well, Al Gore and David Blood proposed several key measures to do so in their manifesto. 1. Mandate integrated reporting. This means metrics relating to ESG, such as total carbon emissions or number of customer data breaches, are reported with financial metrics and are held with the same importance and spotlight. 2. Align compensation structures with long-term sustainable performance.
To compensate business leaders on profitability and only profitability is actually not wise if you're not including what really matters to businesses, including how you operate in your community, your environmental footprint, how your employees are feeling, the safety of your employees, etc. So we need to change the way we think about incentive structures.
3. Reinforce sustainability as a fiduciary duty, aka the duty companies have to act in the best interest of shareholders. This idea is actually very significant in the court of law, as it plays a huge role in determining which management decisions are legal and which ones are not. Oftentimes, unsustainable management decisions are immune from any legal action against them, because they've been justified in court as following fiduciary duty, which, under current interpretation, means maximizing profit. And 4, end the default practice of issuing quarterly earnings.
We would like market participants, both companies as well as investors, to be much more long-term oriented. The notion of managing portfolios or managing businesses to next quarter's earnings or even the next year's earnings is fundamentally not a good business strategy. It's not good economics. It's not good allocation of capital.
While these aren't all the possible measures that could be put in place, these measures provide an idea of what type of measures this sustainable capitalist system would entail. So yes, from a theoretical view, capitalism and sustainability can coexist. There's a formula to do so. But as with many things in life, theory is one thing, and practice is another. Looking at this issue from a practical perspective, the question is much more difficult to answer. To achieve the theoretical goals outlined, you would need buy-in from the major stakeholders in a capitalist system: companies, investors, and the government. Whether or not this shift will occur isn't something we can answer with theories or political legislation changes. Instead,
evidence of action, and hearing candid opinions can give us a much better glimpse. So, it seems the next step on our journey is to go out and gain candid views from these stakeholders. So that's what I did. First on our checklist of stakeholders are companies. To gain a candid view of this perspective, I reached out to my friend and colleague, Philip Wingman, VP of Strategy at Vontier, an industrial tech company headquartered in Raleigh that aims to revolutionize mobility and transportation.
Can you talk, candidly about how important ESG is to Vontier and, how seriously the underlying goal of it is taken internally?
Well, I mean, I think it's a very important question, right? And there is a debate about, is ESG like just marketing and marketing puff? But I can talk about the way, I've been part of Vontier since day one. ESG is a cornerstone. And ESG is informing and providing the guidelines and the guardrails for everything we set out to do. So we're passing on investments which are, very much focused on ICE, right? Where you still continue to be focused on the combustion engine, even if you would know that there is still like maybe a run rate for the next couple of years to make capital. We made an investment and a commitment of $500 million earlier this year to focus on, sustainable investments in the energy transition. So strong commitment when it comes to like hydrogen, alternative gases, and of course also EV.
It's clear that ESG and sustainability are embedded in Vontier's business model as they try to accelerate the energy transition. But many companies posture as ESG friendly and make commitments. How do we know if they're actually making an impact and not just greenwashing?
Yeah, we spent actually quite some time to really figure out what is the right way to do this. And we took a very, analytical approach to it. And we are following a scientific-based approach on really measuring CO2 to really say, we make an impact and we can really measure it year by year with clear initiatives and clear programs in place. We are, doing this together with some of the most thoughtful or thought-provoking organizations, for example, with the MIT, Sustainability Council. We just announced our ESG report to really kind of like provide the transparency, what it takes when you talk about ESG and sustainability.
I think if this sustainable capitalist utopia we have in mind has a chance of working, more companies like Vontier need to exist, where sustainability is embedded in their operations and strides towards transparency are made. Companies that are like that, such as Patagonia and Allbirds, give me hope. But recent scandals, such as Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX, and his open admission that being ethical is mostly a front to boost his reputation, casts doubt that all or even most companies are thinking truly sustainably. The next stakeholder on our list are investors. Not only should companies be making an effort to be more sustainable, but investors, the people providing the fuel for these companies, they should be investing their money with sustainability as a criteria in mind. For this, I talked with my professor at Duke, Lindsay Androsky, founder of Roviat Ventures, a social impact investing organization.
Can you talk a bit about the trend with ESG? Is it going up? Is it going down?
Yeah, we've seen some really amazing statistics. We've talked about them in class. We're in the trillions of dollars now that are invested in ESG funds. And the numbers just keep growing.
Lindsay is right. Investor demand for ESG has skyrocketed, with over $6 trillion poured in. And it isn't just a profit play either. While there is evidence out there that companies strong in ESG perform better financially anyway, studies published in the Journal of Business Ethics show there's evidence that investors will forego investments with greater financial profit and favor investments that yield perceived greater positive social impact. This has resulted in significantly reduced investor demand for companies in traditionally unsustainable industries like oil and gas. It's clear that investors care, particularly young investors.
I have had so many older generations come up to me afterwards and talk to me about how the younger generations of their family are insisting that the money that they have gets invested into sustainable initiatives. And what I see there is extremely encouraging and leads to my initial comment about this being something for your generation to carry on through their lifetimes is redefining profit. I was raised and trained that profit is a pure mathematical equation. Yes, profit is going to be at least in part financial return, but profit should also be considered social profit, climate profit.
So it seems clear that investors are becoming more and more ESG conscious. The last piece to this puzzle is the government. Now, there isn't anyone in the government within my network that I could secure a candid interview with. And in all honesty, I'm not sure if candid interviews with the government really exist. However, there are some large-scale initiatives we've already seen put in place in the US and in the EU that provide insight on their stance on sustainability. The EU has been a clear leader in this space. They have set a goal to be carbon neutral by 2030, and have now mandated ESG reporting from companies with significant operations in the area, based on a regulatory framework refined over 20 years. This is a huge stepping stone to actualizing the sustainable capitalist ideas. In the US, progress has been slower. There has been a proposal to the SEC to mandate ESG reporting from companies that is currently being reviewed. There's also been the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that promises to help accelerate the energy transition to renewables. However, there is significant opposition to such proposals from the Republican Party. Taken together, it seems as though in the market-based hybrid capitalist systems of the world, governments are generally pushing for increased transparency, sustainability reporting, and sustainable societies. So, where does this leave us? To be honest, I don't know the answer. That's probably not what you're hoping to hear, but the truth is, this is an incredibly complex topic that would take many more episodes to cover truly in depth, and even then, it'd be hard to come to a definitive conclusion. But despite that, I will say this. The biggest takeaway I've taken from this investigation is the point Professor Androsky made. There is hope because of our generation. Time and time again, our generation has shown that more than ever, we care about the environment and sustainability. The momentum we've created for ESG and boycotting unsustainable companies is proof alone. As we grow up and begin to become leaders in the corporate world, entrepreneurship, entertainment, whatever it may be, we bring with us these values of sustainability. And as I look around at my fellow students at Duke and other universities, even as there are clear signs this climate problem won't be an easy one, I have hope that we can reform our system to sustainable capitalism and ultimately build a better future.